Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, not discussing anime this time, is Karsten.
Hello, hello!
Now, I don't think we've ever strayed from the path of anime, have we, Karsten?
I don't really think so, if you don't count. We had a casual conference one day.
One episode.
We talked about the penguin thing that you liked so much.
I think it was anime adjacent, so I think that was fine. We ever do the Death Note live action?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe we just mentioned it briefly. Something like that.
Yeah, I think that.
I mean, it's kind of a scandal that we're going to talk about the live action One Piece before we talk about the live action, no, not the, the anime or manga One Piece, right?
Well, you could say that, but this was the only way I could get you to watch One Piece or read it or
I'm like, I have second-hand knowledge of One Piece, and you kind of know what it's about and what how long it is and their progress and all of that. You know that from like being on Twitter and following pop culture and all of that. So I mean, yeah. I'm kind of familiar with One Piece. It's not that I would never watch it. It's just that it's such a daunting task that you never get around to it.
Yeah, that's true. And also you could say I'm kind of like Usopp. I have gotten you to watch Naruto and Bleach, and you did not enjoy that. So the third time would be,
But those are entry-level animes, right? Because those are meant to get, like, young people into anime, I think. Get them in the door.
Yeah, I think it's changed over the years, but yeah, you're kind of right. Though Naruto now is probably almost the same. Plus Boruto, maybe 800 episodes or something.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't they just leave well enough alone? Just let it end.
Yeah. It had a perfectly fine ending.
I mean, in 20 years, are we going to get Boruto's son or something like that? Maybe even Boruto's daughter. Who knows? It could be fun. But yeah. I mean, why? Why can't we just let a story conclude?
I mean, why would they even do a live-action One Piece?
Yeah, I don't get that either, because it must be immensely expensive. And so, like, unrealistic characters, right? In appearance and in powers. So, I mean, you can't make that look real, even, no matter how much money you throw at. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna go out and say it. One Piece, the live action, it's the best live action adaptation of a manga anime that's ever been done.
I don't think it has a lot of competition though, so there's that.
I mean, there's plenty in Japan and that we probably haven't gotten.
They acknowledge that garbage. I mean, just imagine, I mean, this is basically the same, but just imagine the dread if you heard about a live-action Hunter x Hunter, right?
I mean, it could work.
No, it
couldn't. That's the thing.
They're 12
that's
years
the thing.
Old, and they're super, they should be super muscular, and they one of them has no sense of dressing himself. So aesthetically, it wouldn't look good. Realistically, it wouldn't look good. There's just no way.
Hisoka would look good.
Yeah, sure. But he's an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think the set pieces and everything, the environment, the ships, costumes, the casting is pretty well executed. I really hope they use the sets for more than just whatever. Hope they didn't just tear them down after they finished filming. Hope they filmed like a couple of Pirates of the Caribbean and a couple of other things in the meantime.
Yeah, that might be true. I mean, it's I had a thought going, but you
I put you off track. Huh?
Yeah.
Was it about the casting, the acting,
the casting? Yeah, I mean, you have never watched or read One Piece. I have watched most One Piece and read all of One Piece that's been out to date.
And you've watched it in Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay. What other way is there?
The dubbed, of course.
No.
And I know...
I don't do...
I think I read that they got the Japanese actors to dub the Netflix version, so that's pretty funny.
Okay. Oh, really?
I don't actually double-check that was the case, but I saw an article, so...
Yeah, I should probably have checked that out. Now that you say it, I'll check that out. The casting, I mean, except a few cameos and a few peoples, I thought the casting was great. They did a perfect job at finding people that were true to their role. And also the Straw Hat Pirates crew. I think they had a chemistry that you could feel from the screen.
Sure, but I just wish a lot of them were better actors, right? Especially in the first episodes. Yeah. I mean, all children are of course going to be terrible actors, but... there was a couple of other extremely terrible performances there, which I think gradually got better over time, but yeah, I guess. It's serviceable thing, because you're going to get distracted by a lot of fighting.
Yeah. And I might add that to the list of things that are totally awesome. The fighting scenes are amazing. They had they must have had a very good choreographer to nail down the scenes.
Yeah, but I don't really get the power levels though in any of these fights, or the morals. But that's a different matter. Sometimes Zoro is unstoppable and sometimes he's not. I mean, what gives? Yeah.
I mean, you could see it. I don't want to jump on it too much, but when Zoro has the third sword in his mouth, he becomes really powerful.
Oh, really? Yeah.
At least in the live action.
Yeah, that's like one of the... Oh. He's doing his finishing move. Better give it a name. So yeah, sure. That was one of the like cheesy things they just had to keep in. I mean, it's good that they keep in all of the quirks, or it wouldn't feel authentic. But I mean
that. Yeah,
the world,
would it be better if they didn't scream "Gum Gum"?
Yes, I think so. I think it would be.
Yeah, I think so too. But then again, I think it would be taking it too far away from what the source material is and where it's from. It's from anime, you know.
Yeah, it's a classic trope. An anime will do a better job, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you wouldn't reach New audiences with a show from 1997, 1999. The manga is from 97.
Yeah, but is that what they're even going for, though? I mean, you probably could have just taken any old pirate IP and made something that people would have watched.
No, I think they have used the Pirates of the Caribbean to...
Yeah, but that's not even an original story, is it? It's just something they invented for a film, right? I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, even like Norway's ancient pirate tale about Håkon Håkonsson is public... what's it called? Public domain now, because the author has been dead for like 80 years. There's something.
That's a really good movie. It's mostly in English, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, there's plenty of good stories out there. You could... And with like those set pieces, it's going to be instantly appealing. And I mean, you could, since it's pirates, you are able to mix in people from all around the world, samurai, like Chinese kung fu, like European canon, and yeah, everything.
Yeah.
You could go as crazy or as conservative as you would like. And I think it would have made for a more, a better show. But yeah, I mean, don't you think a lot of people would just be turned off by this goofy guy that says he's going to be king of the pirates?
I think people really like it, that their goofy characters wants to be king of the pirates. I think the Luffy actor did a really good job. It's something probably in the younger generation that they want something to believe in, their dream, etc. I think it instills hope in people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a lot of young people identified with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker as well. I mean, so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. There's a fine line between, like, added cell and, like, a spirit of adventure, I think. So, yeah. General question, I guess. How far are we into the manga? Are we like 8 chapters in on 8 episodes, or how far have we actually gotten?
We've gotten probably around 45 episodes of the anime.
Okay, so this, if they made like a season 2, a season 3, a season 4, we would not be anywhere near done. So
no. No, no, no. You
so this will never, this will never be finished. This anime will, no, I mean, this Netflix series will be cancelled before it reaches its end. There is no, most likely, no
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
There is no way.
No, you would be getting 15 seasons, I think.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen.
The anime is currently at 1,080 or so episodes.
We're never getting to the end of this. I mean, does that kind of lose some of the point of this?
No.
A lot of people crave closure things. A lot of people even watch spoilers before they watch the thing itself, because that is how they prefer to do things. I mean,
they do.
Yeah, okay. People complain about spoilers all the time, but studies have shown that a lot of people just watch like really spoilery trailers and before they watch things anyway. So
Yeah, I just read on Twitter that a guy was uploading spoiler chapters of a Steins Gate anime game, okay. And he got sentenced to 2 years in prison for that.
Oh, that was probably espionage, though, right? Something like that, or stealing. Oh, yeah, well,
yeah, something. So, be careful out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think One Piece is really something you can spoil after all that time, right?
Yeah, they spoil the manga.
Yeah, but it's like past, what's it called? Well, it's when you can no longer be punished for the crime anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Statute of limitation, yes, or something.
Yeah. Spoilers in One Piece are like fair game by now, I think. If you hadn't gotten around to watching it before now, I think you deserve being spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, there's one scene in the anime and manga that people never want to spoil, just because of the emotional.
They want to watch your reaction to it, I think, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. How do you think that... If we've just been talking loosely about everything around it, how do you think the pacing was of the show?
I think the pacing was kind of weird because there was not always like a clear end and beginning to each episode.
Yeah,
there was a lot of things in each episode that you would usually in an anime, you would, well, here should be the end of the episode. But yeah, no, it just kept going on, and they kept doing other things. And I guess that's because we are in a 50-minute format this time. You just cram more into it. I do appreciate that they didn't, try to drag out a lot of scenes. For example, in the house collapse, we're not stuck 5 minutes staring at the rubble. It gets resolved pretty quickly, I think. So yeah, pretty neat.
I mean the fights are condensed. They're much larger or longer stretched out in the anime.
Well, yeah, of course they are. They probably go over several episodes, right? And then there's recaps of the fight starting before in the next episode. And then you watch the slow motion hand coming towards you, and then you cut the commercials, and all of that has.
Yeah.
All the pleasures of anime, yeah.
But you as the watcher, you're getting one thing. I, as the anime and manga watcher reader, are getting what we could say Easter eggs or confirmed theories. There's a special scene in the first episode that probably the people that have seen One Piece before knows what I'm getting into. I'm not going to spoil it for everyone in the that's going to watch the live action season 2 and season 3. I'm just going to say that's a really nice touch of the creator, Eiichiro Oda. How we put that scene in. It's a popular theory of the people watching the show. And he basically confirms the theory for us in the live action. And I'm so happy that something like this could happen.
All right, then. I don't even remember what happened in the episodes. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think I remember. But I...
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so yeah.
Yeah. and you shouldn't, because it's probably exclusively for the manga and the anime and people in theory world. So.
All right then. So why are there so many Scotsmen in One Piece? And why do they dominate every scene they're in?
Yeah. Because in the manga, we have this thing called SBS, Etru Oda is answering questions and etc. And he's been, announcing people's birthdays and everything, and also where, if the characters were from a country or something, where would they be from? Like Luffy, okay. He's supposed to be from Mexico if he was alive.
All right.
Sure. And and also Scots are.
And so his granddad is from Scotland. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Let's not get into.
Why is he called Monkey though? There's no one who's called him Monkey yet, right? Are they just glossing over that fact, or is he never called Monkey in? I mean,
no, it's
his name, right?
It's his last name.
Yeah. But...
I think in it should be in season 2, maybe episode 1. You will know why he's called Monkey D. Luffy.
Yeah, sure, but why would anyone call anyone Monkey?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll just keep wondering then. What about the fishmen, though? Why is it okay to kill fishmen? They've already been mistreated, so why is it okay that we kill them, but we only knock out the marines, right? This is racism, right? This is fishman racism.
Yeah. And, it's a whole thing. Later down the line, fishman racism has existed for a very long time.
Apparently, we'll get to... a fishman is one of the 7, right? Or was it that? Yeah, okay, sure.
One of them. Maybe spoiler.
No, he said so, I think. But anyway, it's like, I don't really understand why any random pirates is going to say, well, I'm going to rule whatever when these 7 exist, and there's probably even a lot of other badasses out there. Why do you even have aspirations of ruling anything?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to dream, I guess. That's probably what this all is.
Yeah, living your dream, and all these people are young pirates that are brought upon this journey by the death of Gold Roger, as he's named in the live action, if I can say that. the name is kind of different in... later down the line, I can tell you after the episode.
Well, all right then. I mean, it's probably like one of those instant spoilers for later names that make it all a lot more.
Yeah. It totally makes sense when you know it.
Who's the female Titan is. Oh wait.
Yeah, totally.
No, but that was even more obvious though, right?
Yeah. I mean, the world is so vast and big, and...
yet we see so little of it.
Yeah, but that, I think, it has to do with the limitations of set building, maybe. Because they spend so much time in each place that they didn't do in the anime. And also the there's a lot of characters missing. There's a lot of things that have shifted around. For example, Garp and Kobe, brilliantly casted people. And I really understand why Garp is such a powerful character in the live action. But in the anime, we don't see him until season 5 of the live action, maybe. And it's a real shocker reveal that this legendary Vice Admiral is the grandfather of Luffy.
But is that the shocker? Isn't it the opposite way? Isn't it that...
Well, it's a shocker on the crew.
Yeah, sure. But Luffy is the grandson of... I think the shock goes the other way, right?
Yeah, probably. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get where you're coming from on all of this. I really did like the arrogant son of the Axeman, though. The Axe-Hand Man.
Helmeppo.
He adds a lot of flavor, and he's actually the most, one of the most principled characters, I think.
Yeah.
Over time, I guess.
Well.
And he really grew on me, even though he had a ridiculous haircut.
Yeah,
a lot more than this. Yeah, but a lot more than the Zoro guy, which only thing he did was walking around hunchbacked because he's trying to pump up his chest muscles to not to not look ridiculous. I don't know. Seemed like he was always trying to always flexing his muscles or something.
Yeah,
trying to look bigger than he actually is, I guess.
I think so. Yeah, I mean. Anime Zoro is kind of also like that. So probably a thing. Helmeppo and Kobe also we don't see as much in the anime manga.
That's probably just like a point of view problem though. I mean, if they have no narrated part, or whatever you should call it. Like, if we don't really follow their stories the same way, we only see them when they intersect with the Straw Hats, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's more of a thing that you can't change out so many characters at once. You know, Luffy and the crew goes to this island, and then they meet these people. And then they go to the next one and they meet new people. And then you go to another island and you meet new people. You need to have people that the audience are familiar with. And that's why I think they chose to have Garp and the crew follow along. Because they never did that in the manga anime.
Yeah, and this is why we're always going to be followed by a clown now.
That whole thing also never happened in the manga. They meet Buggy in the island where they met him, but they deal with him in a couple of five episodes or something, and then we don't see him until later. So
yeah, because every. All of these adversaries they've met so far, they can't have been like that challenging in the manga, I think. But that would have been a huge like struggle every other day.
Yeah, and it is, and that's what's causing the characters to grow.
Well then, maybe Garp was right all along. Maybe they should just give up then.
Maybe.
If these low-level grunts are a problem, maybe they should just give up right now.
No, because I think the whole point is to see the growth in the character. And also, you know, Mihawk where he's fighting the pirate before he comes to Baratheon. That whole thing was not happening. The guy he was fighting was the guy Luffy was supposed to fight instead of Mihawk. So yeah.
Mihawk is the Christian guy? The Spanish Christian guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
the
sense.
The world's strongest swordsman.
Yeah, okay. For now. Yeah,
the
I mean,
strongest swordsman.
Yeah, they get away with a lot though. It's like every time they meet someone stronger, it's like, well, I was only testing you, and though I think they put up a pathetic display every single time, they get away with it.
Yeah, and it's all because
the only impressive display was catching that cannonball.
Interesting
where they see potential where there is none yet. Now they're heading out of the East Blue or whatever, right?
Yeah, East Blue. Okay. East Blue, West Blue, North Blue, South Blue. They're the four oceans that connect, that don't connect. And then you have the Grand Line and the Red Line. So
I love Red Line.
Yeah, that's an awesome movie. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So they're going off the map. Is that what they're doing? Or
no, they're trying to climb a mountain as they...
Is Gold Roger hid the One Piece in
the Grand Line?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
But why haven't anyone found it yet?
Well, who knows? It could be only a metaphorical treasure. Who knows? It's probably one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
The friends you made along the way is the real treasure, right?
As we say here in the Casual Anime podcast, I mean, we have been waiting 24 years for the answer. Still waiting.
Living next door to Alice, yes.
Yeah. That one, yeah. Smokey.
So I did notice, I mean, I'm going to say something positive and then I'm going to say something negative. Like the intro One Piece logo coming up on screen really bangs. It's epic every time.
Yeah.
Every single time it gets you in the mood to watch an episode. But then something happened. There's this fight. And it's not the actor's fault, really, because he can't do the stunt that he's supposed to do because he's a very overweight man or he's a man in a fat suit. I don't know which one of those it is. But you see he does the first motion of the move and he jumps probably in front of a green screen. And he does not have the coordination that his manga counterpart obviously has. And suddenly, like, everything shatters for me. Whoa, this fight is suddenly 10% worse.
Yeah. I mean, it probably budget options. If you paused the screen at different times, you could see pretty many mistakes. There's one with the Zoro in the yard in the marine base, where you could see him leaning towards the ground, and you see the sword breaks, or the katana sheath.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not on that level, though. I'm not sitting through, like, pausing every frame, and like, oh, they made a mistake here. But it's like, yeah, sure. And you probably know which scene I was talking about as well, right?
Yeah. It's the
Not the chef, but you, the chef, right?
yeah,
The chef,
the
not the
chef in
chef
the
in
yeah.
the manor.
Yeah.
And what is the general rule? Because there's a lot of these people that don't look like, or in the manga, have ridiculous facial features. And sometimes they give them these features and sometimes they don't in the live action.
Yeah. It probably just I don't really know where they were going with that, but it probably just didn't fit.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that makes sense.
Like the
I didn't like the fishman
there's
designs, though, to be honest. Not a good
no.
design.
I'm totally agreeing there. But then again, as I had in my notes, I don't know what they could have done to make the fishman great. But then again, you see
They could have then had
Captain.
them diving into the water like a fish and not like a human. Like a fish
Yeah.
would, not like a human would. I think that would
But then
help.
again, you see Davy Jones from Pirates of Caribbean. That's a really awesome CGI move.
Yeah, and all of his crew look good as well. There's a
Yeah.
hammerhead man. There's like a
I mean
blowfish guy.
they if they really wanted to, I think they could have done the fisherman justice. But everyone was, I wouldn't say terrible, it's just below par.
Is this the noses, I think, or whatever it was,
Yeah, maybe.
pointed
Yeah. Also, you know, Usopp, his biggest character trait is that he has a big nose, like Pinocchio, because he's a liar. But
Yeah.
they didn't have it in the live action, which is I think it's a
I
good
think they
thing.
would have caught way too much flack for that if they've done that, I think.
Yeah.
For some reason or other, we're gonna get into that, but yeah, probably. I mean, he's supposed to be annoying, and he's probably gonna redeem himself later, and he's probably gonna be really sad when something horrible happens to him. So, look forward to that.
Yeah.
I might know a couple of spoilers about him, so yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's actually true or not, though, so I'm not gonna. Well, are we gonna see his girlfriend again? I'm just gonna call her that.
If we go by the anime or manga, we get to see certain things when Luffy gets a new bounty.
Okay, yeah.
Like on the last episode where we
Yeah,
see.
I felt that was like very Hollywood. It's like, well, feel good moment
Yeah.
after feel good moment after feel good moment. Oh, this is so rich. It's like
Yeah.
foie gras. Really shouldn't. It's so unethical. You shouldn't eat anymore, but it's so good. So
Yeah.
good.
Fattened duck, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think season two is gonna end in a similar way, with new bounty and flashbacks to not flashbacks, callbacks. Is that the right term?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna see the characters react to the new bounty, and probably get a few lines. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that is very Hollywood. It's like we also got a glimpse behind the curtain of how Hollywood operates in that circus tent. and they were holding up those clap signs. That's literally how Hollywood does it in all of their sitcoms.
Yeah.
Holding up signs, telling the audience to laugh. So yeah, that was very self-aware of them, even though it probably wasn't intentional.
Probably not.
Oh yes, and this writer's strike. Funny too.
Yeah. No new things are gonna come out.
Yeah, I don't actually know the status of that.
So, what's your favorite Straw Hat member?
Well, it's obviously Luffy, I think. There's no other that comes close.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, they've tried to flesh out everyone and giving them solid backstories. Everyone has had a solid backstory, but they're not as funny and they're not as stupid as Luffy is, so prize goes to him.
Yeah. I mean, Sanji's backstory is kind of
sad. That was horrible. I mean, that was more the chef's backstory, right? So I kind of preferred the chef in all of that encounter.
Yeah. I mean, it's you just sit there and watch this, and he's gonna go kill him because he stole, or not stole, he gave him less food than him, and he just sits there sad, missing a leg.
Yeah, I mean, he was the real hero all along.
Yeah. Also, the backstories aren't really that fleshed out yet. There's more to come.
Interesting yet either. I mean, I don't really need to know about. All I really needed to know was that Luffy was denied for the first Straw Hat gang, and then ate some fruits, and then got kidnapped. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, felt we were doing flashbacks for solid. Was it the water tank thing? Maybe. Was that when the flashback galore started?
Yeah. And what do you think about the sea creature or the sea monster? We only had one so
pretty
far.
Pretty cute.
I mean,
it's like probably a lot of them. We had the Kraken in the Pirates of the Caribbean, and there's a lot of mythical sea creatures hanging around.
Yeah.
Even in Japanese folklore as well.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like they did the sea creature justice. It was really nice. It's probably the best use of CGI I have seen in the One Piece live action.
So what is it? Is it like Jormungand or Midgard's serpent?
No. It's just, I mean, I think we'll dig deeper into it in season 2. So I'm not gonna go and tell what's
okay. So what's
live
the
in,
what's the deal with the goat head ship though? Is that any significance?
Yeah, you see Mary, the person controlling or managing the shipyard for Kaya.
Yeah.
He's a goat person.
Oh, okay.
So,
might have missed
and that. That's why they're calling it Going Merry, because, yeah.
There's I just there's every species of animal, apparently. There's like a people of them, and we only see a few of them. And when they show up, I they all look ridiculous, I think.
Yeah. I mean, if there's fish people, there's
I mean, there's live action Cats, the musical. And then there's this, which is like a little bit better than that.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoy this, and hope they will make a season two and season three and season four and season five. I know I've seen charts of where they are right now for audience, and it's around 15 million has watched it this date. So I just checked this morning. So 15 million people has seen it, and that's pretty big, I think. It's on first place on Netflix and everything.
Sure, but does that mean it's actually good? Because, I mean,
Ooh.
a lot of
No.
people watch the absolute worst things that's ever been created, and, well, I mean, I actually got Netflix to watch this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I watched some Better Call Saul as well, and then just look at the act, the difference in actor performance in these two shows, and it's like, can this really be that good?
Yeah.
So I
I
feel it's
think
missing
you're
something, right? Why can't the actor performance be as good as something else, like The Sopranos, or like even the Narcos? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why,
It's
but
pretending to be real television, so we'll have to treat it like real television, right? Can't just make
yeah.
excuses. Well, it's anime. It's not anime anymore.
My immediate response would be budget.
They have the budget, though, right?
Yeah, but I think if you hire someone like you could say Johnny Depp to play a character in this live action, I think he would charge more than they would make.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
And
I
that's where
guess
you
you're
cut
right.
costs, you know.
Yeah. Sure.
I think a lot of money has gone into building the ships, the building the sets and everything. Because as we progress, the sets are gonna get crazier and bigger.
But do you think these
And
ships actually exist, though? Or are they just miniature models in the studio?
I have seen a couple of them
Okay, but that's probably
behind
just
the
like what's it called? Like a body kit for like a motorized boat, right?
Probably, yeah.
Because they didn't build these boats out of wood. I refuse to believe that.
No, probably not. Probably slapped it on there. I know the Going Merry, they would probably spend a lot of money on building and using because it would be used for many episodes.
Yeah, and it's not that
So,
big either, so yeah, that's more manageable.
yeah.
It's not a warship,
No,
put it that
no, no,
way.
no. But they put a lot of work into sea fighting with carp and such, which they didn't have to do yet. So I'm just thinking that they probably know where they're going with this. I mean, setting it up a little different.
Always good to set up the rivalries.
Yeah.
So what is basically gonna happen now? They stole a map to get to the Grand Line.
Yeah.
And apparently everyone that they've ever met on their journey now is gonna be able to follow them into the Grand Line, even though they don't have a map anymore. How is that going to work? Because we saw, like, Loser Pirate 1 and Loser Pirate 2 saying, oh, we're going to kill Luffy. We're going to get that bounty. Now, how are they going to manage that if it's so difficult to find the entrance to the Grand Line?
Yeah, I mean, the anime kind of does it different. You've seen the guy coming into the Baratia to get food. The pirate that's been lost in the sea. Actually, he goes back to get his captain and the crew and get some boats in there. And they've just been to the Grand Line, and all their ships has been destroyed. And we're told this tale of how treacherous and bad the Grand Line is to new pirates. And they don't have that thing yet here, which means I think they're saving it for season 2 to show off how treacherous the Grand Line is. So I'm really excited to see where they're going with that.
Yeah, someone should have told that to Thorfinn and Leif Erikson. I think that would have made it a little more realistic. How treacherous it would be. Oh, well. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of problems ahead of the Straw Hats. I just assume their crew is going to continue growing, but there's not really room on the boats.
No. Well, yeah. You can always build more room.
Sure, no, you can't.
Yeah, you just sleep on the outside of the
okay, sure.
boat. Yeah. I think things will be much more clearer, both wise in season 2.
Yeah, it's going to be a magical boat and it's going to grow, I think. I like that fairy.
Yeah.
Or Luffy is going to engulf the boats and it's going to grow bigger. Yeah, that's also I like that fairy as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that could totally happen. Not really, but yeah.
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Yeah. Though I really enjoy watching it, because even though I know what's going to happen, they don't go the route I know they're going to go. So I'm really excited for that, to see how different it is.
Sure, and everyone who hates pirates, Luffy is gonna recruit to his crew. So that's gonna be a dead giveaway. We've been waffling an awful lot. You said you really like it, and me probably not as much, but you go first. What do you rate this?
Well, it's an 8 out of 10.
Out of 10, and you have such a glowing review, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's decent. It's I really enjoy the music. They incorporated many openings and openings and sure, the acting wasn't up to Lost Levels or Better Call Saul levels. but that don't mean they did a good job with what they had to work with. I really enjoyed it. It was easy to watch, easy to follow along with, I think. Yeah,
I mean, because I'm not going to be... I mean, I don't enjoy it as much as you, but I'm not going to be super harsh either. But I mean, I don't really rate live action things as much. What would be a good scale? What is a mediocre TV show? Some ideas. Yeah,
I don't really watch mediocre. Well,
how about Lucifer, right?
Yeah. First season was great.
That's pretty average. That's probably a 6. So I guess this could be a 7 or a 6. 7, I guess. 7. Slightly better than Lucifer. And miles behind the greats. But yeah, that's to be expected, and that's perfectly fine, I think.
Yeah.
A little too
good. I mean, I think the most reviews I've seen are on the middle of the tree, right where we are. I really enjoy that they put Easter eggs in for the anime, manga, watcher, reader.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth your time watching episode one, and if you enjoy episode one, you're probably going to enjoy the rest. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to spoil?
No, I don't want to spoil anything. I just want season 2. And that's the thing I don't like about binge watching stuff, because we know it's going to be a year at least till the next season.
Well, the good thing about Netflix is that they don't make pilots, right? The thing about television is that you usually make a pilot, and if people like the pilot, they have funds for the rest of the series. Yeah. But Netflix just makes an entire season.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they could make the stupid decision to just cut something there and then. I don't think they're going to do that in this case. And hopefully they're already started shooting season 2, season 3.
Yeah. Probably season 2 would be easier to shoot than season 1, I think. Except the first episodes. It takes place on an island, the whole season 2, I think. So,
yeah, the problem with this success is, though, that is probably a lot of people want to renegotiate their contracts.
Yeah, when they... like the Stranger Things thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
They're paid millions each episode. But I don't think this will hit that kind of levels.
No, I mean, hopefully not.
No, I mean, hopefully not. I think it's really great that anime has something to be...
Point to? Well...
Yeah. I mean, this sets the precedence for other things to come.
Well, there's probably a lot of media out there that's has a lot of acclaim that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
That is probably sourced from manga or anime.
Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. That's a really popular movie. The Matrix. For example, sourced from Serial Experiments Lane.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm not so. There's not a lot of well, it's inspiration maybe, but there's not a lot of common
Yeah.
scenes or something like that. Like not like when Tarantino completely ripped off like a Japanese film
Yeah.
in
I mean,
Reservoir Dogs.
if you seen the movie Black Swan, you could see a lot of Perfect Blue in it. And I think it's just gonna continue on, putting more and more things.
Yes, but I don't want to see a live action Hunter Hunter, okay?
No. Hunter Hunter is perfectly fine
I
where it
never
is.
want to see
It's on
that.
hiatus, so.
Never want to see a live action
How
Dragon
about the
Ball
live?
either.
I've seen it. It's terrible.
Yeah, I
Dragon
know a
Ball
couple
Evolution.
of these things exist.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it. I mean,
If I
it's
could only get.
we basically had all this a long time ago, right? Power
Yeah.
Rangers is basically what live action anime would look like.
Well,
'Cause they
that's
have like
different.
the exact same. I don't re even remember what it's called, but yeah. It is exactly the same.
Yeah. I mean,
And there
they
is a
have
reason
this.
why people joke that the best Scooby-Doo adaptation, live action adaptation, is the adult version. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think I'm getting it.
So yeah. The stuck in the dryer kind of
I mean,
version.
they did. They think the same about the Chainsaw Man adult version. It sold more Blu-rays than the original.
Well, that's funny. We should probably no, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
Not any funny ideas.
No. We already tried Wicked
We should watch
City,
something
and that didn't
wholesome next, I think. We have enough of the sus shows for a while.
Yeah. We're totally gonna go to the drawing board and
We're gonna go back
fix
to
something
anime
out.
next. So
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, this is a one-off. It was fun to do. And it's basically the biggest anime ever. So it's fun to do something a little hilarious things about it. So yeah. You can find us at every podcast app you have, iTunes, everything, Spotify, the Casual Anime Podcast. You could send us questions to our Gmail, the Casual Anime Podcast at gmail.com. Also Twitter/X, Casual Anime Pod.
Yeah, X is really catching on as a name, isn't it?
Yeah. X Files, yeah. Ooh.
X videos. So, yeah, anyway, thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Don't Google that, by the way. Goodbye.
Goodbye.